NappyAfro.com.
We got 100 episodes of this shit here before the wrestling shit even started. That's crazy. That motherfucker's 100 episodes behind.
Hey, man.
And they're watching movies and shit is like 150 behind.
Shit, more than that, they only like 20, dog. What
do you mean? God damn.
Such babies. They're like 180 behind. Look, he be talking about the best. I'm like, nigga, stop. Y'all the newest.
You got Similac behind your ears.
Yes. I mean, y'all podcast still fucking in diapers. What are you talking about?
Your fetal ass podcast. I still ain't seen this Lemonade shit, but fuck it.
Nobody's watched it. That's the whole point, man. I'm going to read something this woman said to me on fucking Facebook. That's, man, let me tell you something, right? She said,
I'll say it for the show. Don't spoil it.
All
right. They like my genuine stupid ass reaction. yeah, we good. Shit, let's get, man, this shit popping. You ready?
Yeah, man.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. Excuse my voice, man. It's your boy, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Notorious K.I.X., a.k.a. Nappy Soul, S-O-L-E. And I'm sitting here with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Hey, what's going on? I'm just your boy, King Germ, man. I mean, after all those AKAs, man, it don't even matter no more, man. This man, and what y'all don't know, people, is Saul Wright is officially Shupak Shakur. I'm just going to go and put it out there. Officially.
You know, it's so a lot of times when I do AKAs and shit like that, of course I don't search, because why do I research anything? I'm going to fuck it up anyway. And I didn't know that there were so many Shupak Shakurs out there. Mm-hmm. However, none of y'all were really Shupak Shakur, and I'll shed light on that later on down the line, somewhere around episode 210 or something like that.
Okay. But yeah, you know. I'm going to do my AKAs real quick.
Yeah, please
do. AKA the People's Champ, AKA the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting, AKA the Charlie Villanueva of Nappy Afro, you know what I'm saying? You know, according to Be Easy, you know what I'm saying? I haven't written an article in a year or two, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah.
Damn, but that's a harsh one to take on, man. Charlie V?
Hey, man. Except for I got hair, man. I mean, I got a little bit more hair than Charlie Villanueva. Just a little bit, man. Just on my fucking mustache and my head. You know, so I don't have no hair on my arms, legs, arms, nothing like that, though, man. I just can't grow. It just won't grow, man.
Really? No armpit hair?
No, I don't have any. Wow. That shit's weird as fuck. Niggas like, yo, fucking Indian or something. You know what I'm saying? Inbreed or something. Niggas like, yo, this shit weird. Like, yo, I'm grown fucking, man. No underarm hair, bro. Like,
man, that's crazy, man. Straight alopecia. But we back, man. I'm trying to get the episode in.
I think I mentioned it.
What'd you say?
So mine has alopecia.
There you go. So it
comes with the texture. I used to always fly when I was a kid, bro. Leo, mine. I always got nice hair. And one day I seen her without her wig, man. I was just like, whoa, shit. And then she stopped wearing. Look, then she just stopped wearing her fucking wig, bro. And I was just like, auntie, man, you got to do something with that, man. You can't just be walking around here looking like R.I.P. Chris fucking Smith, nigga. Walking around here looking like that, man. Like, you know, but oh well. You know, she walked around here with it, had looking like a fucking bird nest, nigga. Like, nigga.
Easy, man. Let it rock out, man. Let it rock out. It would be remiss of us if we didn't go into this episode talking about Beyonce.
Yes, Beyonce shocked the world this weekend. She dropped a visual album, I think, called Lemonade. And not tea. She's giving you lemonade. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And the world was on fire. I was watching. I was watching NBA. Triple G was boxing that night, and Bones Jones returned. So I didn't actually watch it. I mean, I was on Snapchat and watching girls who was watching their reactions and shit. And some of the girls were fucking out of their minds,
crying.
AKA Tracy Mae, Beyonce staying number one. Like, I mean, hey, man. Like, she will faint the first. I don't know if she ever met Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
She went to a concert or something, though, right?
I'm talking about met, like, in the fucking. She can smell Beyonce's cologne. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that, she will faint. She's going to be one of the fainters. Like, I can see it now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's going to ruin her first moment ever meeting Beyonce because she's going to faint.
Wait, she was at a concert or something. And Beyonce was singing to her.
Oh, okay.
If I remember right, she didn't faint. She was snapping it. Like, whatever she was doing, she was snapping it. You're probably right. I imagine she would faint. Either she would faint and or pee and boo-boo on herself.
Wow.
I think it would definitely
lose control of her bowels like somebody would do if they seen Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson had grown men fainting.
Hey, I hate to interject on this real quick, but y'all don't know this. This is some behind-the-scenes Nappy Afro shit. Me, Saul Wright, have been tag-teaming, no homo, against GQ Blue and B-Eazy, this Prince. And we've been having a serious text MJ-Prince battle for like the last, you know, since Prince died, basically, on who was the greatest. And the shit, like the other night, it was like 200 fucking texts. Like, yeah. That.
this shit got out of hand. Like, we slander people's mamas. Had nothing to do with music by the time we were done. Hey, well, fuck up. But Prince wore some laces on the left shoe. Michael ain't never had no laces. Like, what?
I wouldn't leave my kids in a room with a guy.
I wouldn't leave my kids in a room with Michael Jackson. I wouldn't leave him there with Prince.
Yeah, like Michael, sorry. I wouldn't leave my kids with a dude with high heels either.
This shit is so slanderous. And I feel like, I know the Beehive is going to come after us for this. Beyonce dropping Lemonade when she dropped it was a little slanderous. Prince just died, yo.
Hey, listen. She is married. Listen, they always capitalize on shit, man. That is what they do. That is Hov and Beyonce. That is their whole fucking... This is all a plan, people. It's all scheme. All of it. All. Listen, she dropped Formation when?
We're right before the Super Bowl.
And she performed it when?
At the Super Bowl.
Okay, bing. Jay-Z dropped the album on what day?
When did he drop his album? I don't remember.
9/11. He dropped the album on 9/11. Did it come out on 9/11? Blueprint came out on 9/11, bro. Like, yo, like, he just got... Your album still came out that day, nigga. Like, what? Like, come on, man.
Hey, you do what you got to do. Maybe she felt like music was in a lull and they had to do it because everybody was so sad. And she got people hyped. She got them excited.
Yes. Got everybody thinking Jay-Z cheated on her and she took him back. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you, Saul, right? If I cheated on my wife and me and my wife was in the record deal business, I'm not going to let you drop an album where you shitting on me and on my fucking, like, exclusively on Tidal. Hell no. Like, no.
Look, I gotta follow the memes on this one. Jay-Z got to drop a diss record. He got to drop a diss record against his wife.
Exactly. That should be crazy. Jay-Z dissed Beyonce. He killed her career, man. Come on, man.
Like, I brought sand to the beach because my beach was better. I tried your beach and still my beach is better. Some shit. He got to do something.
Yeah, that was pretty good wordplay there, Sorry, right? Hey, you made that up?
Sign me up, man. I don't know. Somebody may have already tweeted it and I just ain't see it yet.
Oh, fuck it. Don't get them niggas credit still. All they fucking fuck that. We the Kevin Harts of Frocast. Now me a podcast, nigga.
Sign me up. Shit. But If this is the case, all the think pieces have already started. I mean, even Beyonce can't get a faithful man. Okay, look. Beyonce's man is Jay-Z.
Hey, exactly.
This is not the dude that work at T-Mobile or some shit. This is fucking Jay-Z. He's had the world buzzing for about two decades.
Was that a shot at Fantasia? Was that a shot at Fantasia, right?
Look, I love Fantasia. You will not get me to besmirch the name of Fantasia.
Fantasia from the crib, and she, hey, Fantasia bad as a motherfucker right now.
I agree. I'm a Fantasia fan. But if T-Mobile had a shot, then Mr. Podcast had a shot. That's all I'm saying. But if your man is Jay-Z, who's had hip-hop eating out of his hand for the past decade, almost two decades, there's probably going to be options. That's all I'm saying.
At least 15 years. At least 15.
There's probably going to be options. You know what I mean? So all you regular chicks that are trying to draw some comparison between your relationship and Beyonce's, stop it.
Stop.
Just let her rock out. And not only that, Beyonce got y'all doing whatever fuck she wants y'all to do.
Yes! Like somebody said, she made a song called Single Ladies while she was married. What the fuck?
Hey. Gangster.
Yes! Hey, y'all, that's like her hit, Single Ladies. Anybody, you can tell to put a ring. Bitch, you already got your ring, though. Like, but you fucking all these other girls' head. Like, Beyonce is, hey, she might be the worst thing to happen to women in a while. Like, people that, like, Beyonce might be keeping these women, like, you know, fucked up in the game. Like, is she telling y'all the wrong thing but doing the opposite? She's the Nas of R&B.
I will not sit here and let you slander the great name of Beyonce. I will not have the Beehive come after us.
She is a high school dropout. I mean, you know, she graduated
high school. No, I will not.
I mean, you know, you can't. Like, come on, if it's all right. If any other motherfucker, like, we would not listen to a high school dropout. Nowhere else, man.
I will not let you besmirch the name of the great Beyonce.
I'd be smirching. I'm just saying, people. And then look, Beyonce don't even write her lyrics, y'all. So stop thinking it's all about her. Like, somebody else wrote this shit, man. It might have been what the other person was going through.
I will not have it. Beyonce the Great, okay?
So we're not going to have this conversation. It's all right. Basically, what you're telling me, man.
Hey, look. Beyonce made an album. The world went crazy. Prince has one classic. And he wrote great one hits for other singers.
Yes, and he has a vault with a million songs in it that nobody ever heard.
26 albums coming out.
26. He has you know, music and videos. He got videos and everything shot. Like, people, he had paid people to shoot videos that never came out.
Look, if you're in the music business and you're like, if you've got a couple albums in and like you got two of them that are classic, immediately start recording shit for later. Don't get Tupac'd out. Don't you know, had him release the shit that should have never released, or had him dubbing in Eminem on your shit. Don't do that. Start releasing shit now that you're gonna just save for the vault for later, and then have it come out. Don't do it like Prince. Don't do it like some of these other cats that's gonna come out with unreleased shit. We're gonna be like, why? Or you're gonna release shit and we're gonna be like, why? Shout out to Music Soul Child.
But Beyonce, it's all right. No. This is nothing on Beyonce, but somebody on my Facebook, this is her interpretation of Beyonce's, I'm just going to read it. She said, "The silence of many black men about Lemonade is indicative of the reason why it had to be made. I have tons of black male Facebook friends that post, like, and message all day long. Many of you can be quite political at times, black power, and I love my family, etc., etc., but now you are just quiet. Your silence is noted. It's actually rather embarrassing. I support interracial relationships as much as I support any relationship, just because I believe in honest love, but it doesn't surprise me one bit why many black women are finding it easier to jump ship because they are turned off by the insolence of your silence. In all fairness, how many black men have actually took the time to watch Lemonade? Was it important for you to watch, especially after a multitude of articles and posts that have been coming through your timeline stating how pointed it was? Do you think not participating in something that affects many black women is important for you to do in order to show solidarity with a group of people that have historically supported you?"
What?
You got all that from Beyonce?
You got all that from an album called Lemonade.
Bruh. Like she said.
Look, I'm late to most Beyonce shit. Like, when Beyonce's last album came out, I got it maybe a month later. I'm just late to her shit because she's not making the music for me. And it's okay. But to do all this. So now, make sure you save that article, because when I watch it, and if it don't evoke shit, I'm calling bullshit on what she said. I can't call it now because I haven't listened to it. I haven't watched it. But that seems like a reach.
Yeah, super reach. I mean, she pulled hammies and everything on this.
Look, I don't know what the fuck's going on with the song. I will listen to it before the next episode and let you know what I think if y'all give a fuck. But whatever. Beyonce the Great, that's all I can say. Go Beehive. Speaking of people that are reaching, your boy Birdman. So I'm surprised this hasn't happened to us. Maybe we haven't made it, because I know that we've slandered Birdman several times. But the situation was, Birdman.
Whoa. We've slandered Birdman?
Absolutely.
Be easy. GQ Blue have slandered Birdman. I have always been Team Birdman. Let's just get that clear.
You absolutely slandered him. You Team Birdman on this one?
I'm Team Birdman on this one.
All right, we're going to discuss this. So, Birdman decided to come down to the Breakfast Club. He said he was going to be on the show. They're like, cool, let's do the interview. Birdman comes in the office. He said, "Are we ready?" They're like, "Yeah, let's go." First of all, we're not even hot. The mics are hot, but the show's not started yet. We're not on the air. First of all, y'all going to respect my motherfucking name. Respect. You're going to respect it. Y'all can keep some respect on my name. And they're like, "All right, let's go." So he said this about 7 times.
"Don't be playing my fucking name.
Don't play with my fucking name. Put some respect on it." So now we record.
"Say my name, put some respect on it."
So now we record. And Charlamagne, like, Birdman done already cursed us out. Yeah, I'm sure y'all have heard it. You know, I had to get you to play by play. Y'all have heard it at this point. Charlamagne is my winner for this. He said, "Did you pull up on Trick Daddy and Rick Ross like this?" Valid point. Is that not a valid point?
But that ain't got nothing. Why are you bringing up somebody else? I'm pulling up on you, though.
The reason he brought it up. Don't ask
me about Noah. Nigga, we talk about you, Envy, and Yee right now. Y'all niggas always got something to say about me being gay, about me kissing Wayne, about me fucking Young Thug, about me fucking Rich Homie Quan, about all my business. Y'all always got something to say chatty patty about me. So now I'm here, say that shit now. That's what Birdman was saying. And so he was saying, so from now on, going from this point forward, when you talk about me, you put some respect behind my name. That's all he was saying. And I was with Birdman. I was like, okay, I get it. He just saying y'all always trying to be funny. But now I'm just letting y'all know, niggas like, nah, man, fuck all that. Birdman didn't kill niggas, man. You don't, man, come on, man. Stop.
It's easy for you to take that stance when you're not saying the Trick Daddy who called you a girlfriend. Trick Daddy said on air, you trying to be somebody's girlfriend.
Bobby, look, hey, maybe he ain't just ran into Trick yet or whatever. Maybe he know not to step, like he live in Miami. He can't step the Trick and Rick Ross like that, man.
Exactly.
There's no way he can win that situation.
Okay, you know exactly. That's what Charlamagne was saying. So you're not going to fuck with the people down there who got some actual muscle. You're going to fuck with my radio having ass.
Yeah, maybe Birdman checking all these niggas. Maybe like, yo, I'm checking all the niggas going from this point forward. You know, look, man, I'm with Birdman. I'm be playing my fucking name. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm just saying, if you got something to say, you should have said it to everybody like Rick Ross and Trick Daddy who said something. Don't come down to the Frocast talking about some Be Easy, respect my motherfucking name. Like, why? You ain't said that shit to nobody else. And why are you threatening Angela Yee?
He didn't threaten her. He's all trill, y'all. He just letting you know. Like, Angela Yee, she a little chatty patty. You know what I'm saying?
That's what she's supposed to do. Like, don't even address her in this shit. What's her face? Keisha Cole got with her ass 2 weeks ago. That's handled.
K. Michelle handled her a couple weeks ago.
That's what it was. K. Michelle, that's what I'm talking about. You know what? I've mixed them up several times on this show.
Everybody does.
I've done that several times.
K. Michelle made a career doing Keisha Cole music. Man. It was like... Keisha Cole stopped to have a family and started, you know, when she got married, it was a void for the little ratchet hoes, for the ultra thoughts, the thotties, you know what I'm saying? It was a void, and K. Michelle came right in, and she grasped that spot, and so when Keisha Cole's marriage and shit fell apart, she tried to go back to being a thottie. K. Michelle was already there. She was like, nah, I'm holding it down, so now... That's why, you know, that's all it is.
So that's why her career is not around. So she pulled a 50 Cent.
Basically. No way. I mean, she pulled Jay-Z. She was there. Well, yeah, she pulled a Jay-Z. Like, it was a void there when Jay came and took the game over. And, you know, Biggie was gone. There was no leader. You know what I'm saying? The Thots had no leader. You know what I'm saying? Because there's levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's levels. Like, you know, you ain't got that Beyonce level yet, but right on that Beyonce level, that's where that level of, like, you know what I'm saying, the thotties, you know, all the Keisha Coles and the K. Michelles, and you know what I'm saying. Then you got the other side where you got the, you know, other girls, like, you know, what's the ones you listen to? I don't know all the R&B chicks. Don't get me started.
Damn, man.
But the Alicia Keys, you know what I'm saying? It's levels. You know what I'm saying? It's levels.
God damn, man. So you team Birdman on this. He's completely right. So if somebody came to this show, that we slandered, because we slandered several.
If Rakim ever come on this show, I'm like, yo, where that fucking nigga King Jeremy at? I heard you, so you always talking shit about the God, Allah, you know what I'm saying? You gonna sit back, you're like, yep, he sure do, you know? And I'm like, if I got security around me, I mean, as long as, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna say what I wanna say. If I feel like, you know, but I'm gonna stand by it. But I mean, you know, I'm gonna be like Charlamagne. Charlamagne knew he had All Heart Radio security in the room. Wasn't nobody going to put hands on him, man. And like Birdman, no, like he can sue Birdman. Birdman got a lot to lose, so Birdman not gonna sit there and put hands on him. But you let a little rapper, like, you know what I'm saying, when he little up and coming rappers, you know what I'm saying, there's, you know, them fringe rappers, they gonna swing on Charlamagne, man. Why? Charlamagne, he gonna get punched by a rapper, man, soon. It's coming. It's coming.
It's gonna happen. It almost happened with Onyx. Well, Onyx was there. Fredro was ready to fuck him up. He was like, yo, fuck these mics. It's about to go down.
Yeah.
It should look bad. And then Master P checked him hard, too.
Yeah.
When he was talking about, what's her name, Mercedes?
Mercedes, yeah. He's like, ooh, I want to. He's like, ooh, that'd be something. He's like, man, let me, man, come on, son. I'm going to talk about no woman like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. No.
But that was like a gentleman check.
It was a gentleman check. It was like he pulled his coat to game, man. He like, when people something, he like, nah, it don't matter if she my peoples or not. He like, you just ain't, you know. So, you know, that's how you do it.
That was a respectful check. Like, ain't nothing you can say but that. I ain't my bad. Now, granted, she had her ass out in the magazine, but ain't nothing you can say about that.
It never came out.
She was in King Magazine or some shit though too, right? With the ass out.
No, that was her album cover that was in every magazine. Them little, you know, Mercedes.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
And her album, there was a No Limit album that never came out, but everybody was. But she did. She was on one song, well, a couple songs, but her most song you might heard of. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. Like she on that song. So, I can tell you wanna fuck.
So Charlamagne's assertion that maybe she just a booty in the game was kind of valid.
But still, though, he like, you know, I don't know.
It was kind of valid. So, you know, that happened. The world
so, is fuzzy. Okay. I'm going to put you in this situation.
Oh, right. Shit. Am I yelling?
Like, yo, it's all right. Yo, what's up with that chick? You know what I'm saying? Talk about Tracy. Like, yo, what's up with that chick that had her ass out with the da-da-da-da-da? You know what I'm saying? You would be like, yo, chill, man. Like, you know, like, my people. You got said like that. Like, nigga, like, damn, where that bitch at with the, you know how niggas get disrespectful when they, you know, they just talking like, you know, you be like, yo. Yeah, they're my peoples. Like, you know, that's how Pete took them. Like, yo, man, like, you know, they're my peoples like that. Like, you know, it's just.
Yeah, I don't know that I would be able to do a Master P check on that, though.
Oh,
like, okay. Face to face, it might be a Fredro Star check.
Oh.
Like, because I've been fucking with Tracy May for years now. You know what I'm saying? That's legit my people.
Yeah, so that's basically how he, you know, and yeah. That's how Pete, like, maybe it would have been a little differently if the cameras were there, but Pete gave him, like, the, you know, like, come on, man, like, bro, like, it, you know, it was some tension there when he said it, though, you could tell.
Yeah, because the interview went weird after that
point. Yeah.
Charlamagne was just kind of sitting there like, all right, I just got checked, like, what do I say now? Would you be scared of Master P checking you, though?
Yes, man, that's P, nigga, from the Calio, man, Third Ward, man, what? What?
Hey, I'm just saying, P got cable networks now. I don't know that he's...
Look, P got bodies.
P got bodies?
Yes!
Damn. Hey, man. Charlamagne, you got to
they said P was a wild dude back in the day. Like, niggas has never, ever, 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 like, said P wasn't a real nigga. Like, what? No, they never said, came out and said P wasn't a real nigga. Like, they never said that.
That's why I'm glad I've never slandered him. Charlamagne, you did right.
Yes, you got Charlamagne knew like it's certain niggas like man, I'm telling you, man, and man, like Birdman, like it was a group called UNLV. Them niggas said some shit to Birdman, like all them niggas dead, bro, all them dead.
Hey, that's why I've never slammed them on the show easy. That must have been Short T.
Yeah,
Short T or B Easy or somebody.
One of them other cats.
It wasn't.
They didn't watch movies and shit podcast. They were talking bad about you.
It's probably one of them cats that like Panda.
Yeah,
which is the number one song in the country right now. Yeah, really?
Number one rap song.
Wait, what do you mean? One
song in the country.
Wait, so this is like number one on Billboard or some shit?
Oh, it took down Rihanna's Work. Yeah, which by the way was her like her 13th number one song. Do you know Rihanna's like third on the list all time with number one, third or fourth? Like, dude, yo, Rihanna. Rihanna.
I don't understand how this is happening.
Rihanna.
Like, that song don't even have lyrics.
Dog, it's just like, it's imminent. That shit, I mean, the beat goes. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I love that song, man. I love it, nigga.
The beat goes, but what is she saying?
I don't know. Work.
And then, dir, some shit. I don't know what the fuck she's saying. And then, Panda, you went over the lyrics before for this goddamn song.
Yes, the number one song. And then, shout out to Negro Damus. I'm Rick James, bitch, whatever name he go by now. I don't know. I can't keep up with it. I would say a government. But I ain't gonna do that to you. Yeah, but on Facebook, he made a post and he was like, he couldn't believe Panda the number one song in the country. And so, you know, I was like, I blame y'all young niggas. And he knows, basically, this is what he said, actually. He was like, the last three hip hop songs that hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 are Panda, See You Again, and Fancy.
Wait, what's See You Again?
When I see you, it's been a long
time. Really?
Yes.
That's considered a hip hop song?
Yes.
All right.
They rap in it.
Yeah, but I mean, what does that take? Cats been rapping his songs for years now. It ain't been hip hop. I mean, okay.
They said Lauryn Hill was the best hip hop album on it. You know, man.
Hey, she got like four rap songs on that album. Out of what, 13?
Yeah. So, but yeah. So those are your last three hip hop songs hitting away. For some reason, Panda doesn't feel like it had the impact of the other songs. And I'm saying it because I don't feel like, you know, everybody's behind this song. What I mean by everybody, I mean everybody. That's code word for the color of your MacBook. You know what I'm saying?
You sound stupid, man. You sound stupid. Hey, man, look, but Panda go hard as fuck in the car.
Panda goes, and I ain't gonna front the beat, man. It's just the beat. I care not what he's saying. Like, I don't care. But that beat just is something about it, man. So, you know, shout out to Designer. I don't know what, I mean, you're teetering on a, what's that called, a one-hit wonder phenomenon.
He will never have, he is definitely the new Rich Boy. He will never have another song this
week. Look, he's touring. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like,
there's one song, probably like all the remakes. But like, when they used to do maxi singles, he's doing the maxi single of Panda. He's doing the dance hall version. Then he's going to do the rock version. Then he's doing the hip hop version. Then he's doing the acoustic version. That's the only way he's getting through. It's a maxi single of Panda. That's it. But props to you, bro. Make that money, man. Look at Rich Boy.
Yep.
He may throw some D's on that bitch. Was a shit. We ain't seen him since, but he probably still eat.
I'm going to go ahead and say Chameleonaire. Fuck it.
Woo.
Fuck
it. Now, Chameleonaire got too many albums to be one-hit wonder, though, right?
And he ain't got no hits.
Woo.
And look, when you making albums and nobody listening, who cares? Like, dog, Chameleonaire is a one-hit wonder.
Hey, you ain't going to hear me say nothing good about Chameleonaire. I gave him a 1.5 or a 0.5. I ain't got no defense of that cat. Who else? Charlie Boy. Ain't that boy named Charlie Boy? On my mama. On my hood. I look fly.
That's not even a hood.
Damn, that's not even a hit?
Mm. Damn. This shit was regional.
Maybe. Maybe. That's rough, man. Now look, man. Why did you put this on here now? Is it okay to go to sporting events and say whatever to athletes? Now, this is well after the lady saying shit to LeBron.
No, this is about Russell Westbrook this week. So, for some reason, some fan on the sideline in Dallas said something to Russell Westbrook, and Russell Westbrook responded with, "Hey, man, I wasn't even talking to you. So, why don't you sit there with your wife and shut the fuck up?"
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yes.
First of all, why would you even say anything to Westbrook? He's a loose cannon.
I mean, bro, he said, "Won't you sit there with your wife and shut the fuck up?" Like, whoa.
You gotta go hands at that point.
Bruh.
You gotta throw hands at that point, bruh.
I'm gonna play the clip for you. I gotta pull it up, man. Goddamn ads on fucking World Star Hip Hop, man. This is horrible, man.
You can't let somebody say, "Shut the fuck up" when you with your wife.
No, he told you to sit there with your wife.
And then shut the fuck up. Like, you can't. You gotta fight.
And then the man, you know, of course he plays the victim. He just told me to shut the fuck up with him. He told me, like, dude, what did you say to him? There's 20,000 other people in here. Why did he single you out and tell you to sit there with your wife and shut the fuck up? You know what I'm saying? So, man.
God, this dude awesome. God. What do you do? If Russell Westbrook tells you that, what do you do? King James, what do you do?
I'm reevaluating my life right now.
You got to figure out, am I going to punch him or am I going to be looked at as a bitch in front of my wife for the rest of my life?
Yeah, because you can't... Hold on, let me start it over.
God damn. And he did it so quick, too. Disrespectful.
Yes.
Like, I'm not even talking to you. Just sit with your wife and shut the fuck up.
Yes. Damn. Yes.
Did he turn his back on him after he said it?
It was a courtside seat. Yeah, it was a courtside seat. So it was right there by the table. So, you know, this is my response. Fans go to games, say whatever to these players, and when the players say something back, they always get fined $25,000, but nothing happens to the fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think just because you pay whatever you pay for your ticket price of admission, you can get to say whatever to these people. Like, I mean, I hate fucking Cowboys, just like the rest of them, you know, I might boo, 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 but I'm not going to sit there and say, "Oh, you piece of shit, da-da-da-da," because I see people at games talk shit, and I know you wouldn't say that if you was, you know, closer. Like, you just wouldn't do it. And when they get that close to say shit, like, I saw the malice of the palace, man. Didn't you see that? Like, fucking Ron Artest, goddamn Steven Jackson, like,
it's like 12 rows up.
Yeah, Westbrook is one you just don't try. Like, come on. He look like he don't give a fuck. Like, yo, man, I risk it all. He just look like that type of nigga. Like, man, what?
Anybody who shoots that much when you got a superstar on the team definitely don't give a fuck.
He is a superstar. What do you mean?
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying you got another superstar on the team.
Westbrook is the best player on that team, dog. Durant, the best scorer. Westbrook, the best player on that team. He got the heart. Look, if I had to pick somebody off that team, first pick, I'm taking Westbrook, man.
I'm not totally disagreeing with you.
That man got the heart. He got everything you want, and the team know that. That's why it's a problem. Like, the team don't even know who the real leader is. They look at Westbrook, half of them look at Durant. So it's just like, man, it's crazy.
The half that's looking at Durant better quit looking, because he's out of there.
Yeah, him and his mama gone. If he takes his mama to the next city, he's still going to be soft.
Hey, it is what it is, man. This is, you know, it's interesting you put this up, because that happened to LeBron too. But this apparently happened in St. Louis when Hayward came back to town. Apparently, Cardinals fans were calling him a nigga.
Ooh.
Allegedly. Now, they didn't get picked up on no mics that I heard. And I know people who were at the game that didn't hear it. So I don't know if this is just baiting because of the social climate right now. But yeah, man, y'all pay the price of admission and shut the fuck up. That's what you need to do. Yep. You buy an album, buy the album and shut the fuck up. Quit telling these people, I made you my money. No, your money helped the other company recoup their money.
Exactly.
Players get their money from TV contracts and endorsements. That's not your pocket money. That's the other people recouping their money. So enjoy the shit and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, people's at the game, like, you know, screaming. You know, I mean, I wasn't upset that some athletes don't sign autographs, but some people out there screaming, hey, we pay to get in. The least you can do is we pay your salary. The least you can do is sign an autograph. I'm just like, really?
But you don't sign an autograph. You don't pay the salary.
You pay the people's salary that's in this building, all the people that's working today. You paying their salary.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're not paying his salary. You think that your $5 ticket that you paid for legit ticket is got anything to do with this motherfucker's $1 million contract?
Exactly.
It's pennies, man. Just enjoy the fucking game. Music talk. I guess we got to talk about music before we get to TV talk, which is going to be the hot one for this episode.
Whoa.
We got a little music talk.
Haven't we been talking about music the whole time? Birdman, Beyonce, Panda?
Well, that's kind of like the back end of it. Okay, Beyonce is definitely music. Birdman, Panda, is Panda music? I guess it's another show. The XXL Freshman List.
Yes.
It's usually out by now, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's the hold up this year, but I've been looking online for it, trying to see what's going on. And I think the voting just closed. That's what happened. And I don't know what they got it down to. I seen a 10th spot. But yeah, it's a whole bunch of bullshit going on.
Do you actually miss the list? Like, is that why this made the outline? Because you missed the list, you look forward to it?
Or? I noticed that XXL are usually picking artists that's already established as their freshmen. It's not really like people that's up and coming. It's like people that really have a buzz, and it's kind of easy to say they're going to blow because I guess they don't want to take a risk. You know what I'm saying? Say somebody that's not going to blow. And, you know, it doesn't happen. But, you know, as long as my nigga Kodak Black on there, man, I'm happy about it. Because Kodak, he done grown on me. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with Kodak. That's my nigga.
I don't think I've ever been up on the freshman list.
I'm going to think who it should be. Anderson .Paak should be on there. He's going to be one.
No album, by the way. Y'all definitely got to check that out.
Yeah, you got to get him. They're going to have, like, Post Malone on there. Tory Lanez.
Hype.
Yeah, all is going to be hype. You know, got to have Kodak Black because he's...
Stop.
But the voting, man, is like all over the place. Yeah, Kodak, you should win, man. But they got like 2 million to do Millie Rock on any block. You only got one song, dog. Like, I can't have that.
Is there even a need for this list anymore?
Kinda. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's just like a hype list.
Wasn't Afro on this list like last year or the year before?
Afro?
All Flows Reach Out?
I don't know who that is.
The dude that was in the you don't know who Afro is? The big dude with the Afro. He literally has Afro. He literally got bars. He's a big motherfucker.
Oh, the light skinned kid.
He was in the VH1 movie, yeah.
Oh, the VH, okay, yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know if he was on the list or not. Like Bryson Tiller. You know, that's the don't nigga, in case you didn't know, sorry.
I actually have his album. It's not a bad album either.
Kaz, you know what I'm saying? He raps with Jay-Z. J. Cole. Day-Day, rapping Atlanta, man. He need to be on there.
Day-Day?
Yes, man. He was on my Snapchat the other morning, man. Put it on there, man.
I don't think I heard Day-Day.
Designers on there.
Now, stop it. You come up with a hot song, and now you on the list to watch? You one of the freshmen?
Hey, he got the number one song in the country.
That doesn't mean shit.
G Herbo.
I don't even know who these people are. Look, I'm too old for the freshman list.
Jacquees.
What? I'm sure you said that wrong.
No, I didn't.
I don't know who these people are. I probably Jadenna? Should.
You heard of Jadenna?
Yeah, but it's like 2 years old.
He's on the freshman list. Like, he's on the vote and joining Lucas.
Come on, man. This shit is out of hand.
It's all right, man. I'm giving you names. Kent Jones. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kent Jones. He from Tally. He got this song called Don't Mind right now. It's popping. It's bubbling right now. Bubbling. Just Kodak Black, Pompano Beach.
In the age of social media, does the freshman list serve a purpose?
Yes, Lil Dicky. I'm just keep going down the list. Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert?
Yes.
Who the fuck are these people?
Lil Yachty.
What?
Yes, man. Give me names, man.
This is the worst hip-hop segment ever.
No, it's not. This is because Sol Wright don't know. That's why it's the worst. I'm giving you names.
You don't know. You reading it. You couldn't name any of these cats.
I'm going through the list, and I'm peeling out the people's names that I know. Like, you know what I'm saying? That should be on here. That's all I'm doing, because I might miss some. Like, OT Genesis on this. I'm in love with the Coco. Like, nigga, that song was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm in love with the Coco.
Post Malone, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Quentin Miller's on here. Quentin Miller.
This shit is ridiculous, man. Like, I don't see the purpose of this shit anymore. Social media's out there. You don't need XXL to put a list together for you of the cats that's hot when you could just scroll down your Twitter timeline and see who it is. Or on Snapchat, or on YouTube, or on Facebook. You find out who it is. Speaking of which, we had some people asking how they could get their music reviewed and posted on nappyafro.com.
We're $25. That's how you get your music posted. $25 will get your. Listen. I'm not bored. This is no joke. This is not King Jerm being a funny man. This is real talk. People, if you want to get your music posted on Nappy Afro, we will gladly post it for a price of $25. And that $25 will get your post on the site. You know what I'm saying? Right there, boom, people can see it. If you're interested in renting out a spot for a week, we got rates for that. We even plug you on the forecast. And all our podcasts, well, I don't know about all the podcasts, but at least the Frocast. So, yeah, $25 will do a lot for you. So, that's how you get on the Frocast. And, you know, just email us, nappyafromail@gmail.com, and let us know. We can get it started.
So, now, if you ask this question again after this episode, you don't really fuck with us, and we probably shouldn't be reviewing your music. However, if you pay the $25 like Jerm said, you'll probably get up there anyway.
Yeah. So, $25 to get you on there. So, people, the only reason why we charge the $25 is because a lot of people send us music. Some of it we like, some of it we don't like, most of it we don't like. And we want to be, I don't want to post music. If you pay for it, we're not going to be like saying, oh, this shit is dope. No, it's going to be a neutral, like, hey, this is such a, we're going to tell about you. Put your shit out there for people to see. That's what it is. We're not going to say it's hot, it's dope. It's not, I mean, unless it's really, really dope. You know what I'm saying? If we don't like it and you just garbage, you know what I'm saying? You paid your money, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we might do like World Star, put user submitted. So, like, hey, we not co-signing this. We just saying they paid. So, you know.
Maybe we should bring back the hit or hell no just for a weekly post so people can pay for it.
I don't want somebody to pay and then feel like they're getting attacked. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, niggas say they hated my shit. I paid $25 and niggas didn't like it. That's not on us to make them like it. You paid $25 to get the message out there. That's all we're doing. We're right. We're just
the conduit. Yeah. You're paying for the exposure. Yes. So if we don't like your shit, that's on you. Make some shit that we like and you won't get slandered.
Exactly.
But TV Talk this week is popping.
Poppington,
son. Game of Thrones is back in this bitch.
Yes, the wait is over. 9 months is over.
Oh, woo! My God. Theon. Hey, man. What's up, Reek? Representing for the hood. I appreciate Reek. You know what I'm saying? Got the kill under his belt, helping people. Yeah. That's what's up. Khaleesi's up in the building. It's too much shit to dissect, but what I want to say first is I told you, motherfucker. Jon Snow ain't back.
Not yet. What are you talking about? They still got his body. What do you mean?
He's dead, man. He's dead.
He's dead for now, but he's not. He's coming back to life, bro. What do you mean?
He's dead, man. That's all I got to say.
Look. Why they still got his body right there? Listen, man.
His body wasn't on the table at the end.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. His body was still there.
When she took her damn robe off?
She wasn't in the same room with them. She was in her own room.
A different room. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, he dead, man. He ain't.
And when she took her robe off and took the necklace off, she turned to her real self,
which was terrible.
Yeah, she's like an old ass witch.
Some shit don't need to be seen on TV, bro.
Your hair. That's all them niggas that was happy to see her titties were like, oh no.
No, not those titties.
Yes, it was just like, yo, Game of Thrones got your ass.
Hey man, episode was popping. Brianna? Hey,
Brianna of Tarth.
Handling business, per usual.
Hey, look, came through again for old lady Sansa, man. It's like, she knew, when, you know, she been watching over her, you know what I'm saying? She keeping up with her pledge to her mother. And, you know, now, hey, look, because I thought it was over again. I was like, damn, man, I don't want to see Sansa go through that bullshit again. And the fucking dogs and getting caught up with her. And Reek, I was like, yeah, Reek about to get mauled to death. He's about to die. And goddamn if it didn't, motherfucking, Brienne and fucking Podrick came through, saved the day.
Hey, man, Brienne came through. She had to kill that horse.
Yes, she did.
All right, well, that's fine. I'm not really upset about the horse. What did you think of this first episode, man? And props to Dorne's wife, man. Shit.
Oh, I'm the sister.
Oh, my God. That's just, yeah, whatever. You know I get the shit all fucked up.
No. You're right. No, you know, you're right. That's
his wife stabbed him in the heart.
That's his wife.
Stabbed him in the motherfucking heart, dog. Damn.
Stabbed a brother, yeah.
Shit.
Hey, man, she was just like, yo, we taking over, man. Like, fuck that. We gonna get your weak ass out of here. Like, man, y'all, you letting out people get killed and shit. Like, we done sent, like, two people over there and they ain't died. Like, nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? We in some get back on these motherfuckers at King's Landing. And, you know, glad that scene is over, though, because that's, you know, that was a weird part of the story. You know, it was cool and all, but, you know, I really didn't like Dorne. You know what I'm saying? Get back to the real shit. Like, I don't see what part of the grand scheme of that play, you know what I'm saying? Well, I guess showing that, you know, cause the witch did tell Cersei all her kids are going to die before her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she got one left. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't see how he going to die. You know, I want to see going to make it through the season.
Hey, man, this is it, man. Like, this was the girl power episode. All the chicks came up in this motherfucker. Khaleesi came back. Look, Khaleesi cold as fuck. She said, yeah. Yo, you ain't gonna touch me.
Yeah, she's sitting there the whole time like, bitch, I speak Dothraki. You think I don't know what the fuck y'all saying? She's sitting there like, nigga, y'all niggas say. Alright.
That motherfucker's like, man, please, you gonna take this dick. And she's like, you ain't gonna touch me.
I'm gonna fuck her in the ass. So I was like, oh.
He was like, yeah, this shit's going down, whether you want it or not. She said, you ain't gonna touch me. And he's like, oh shit, you're right. I was like, God damn! Khaleesi bad as shit.
He's like, you and whatever your thousand names. He was
like, he went the fuck in. But when she said she was a widow, he was like, oh, okay, well, you're untouchable. You're gonna go and live and be miserable. The whole episode was dope, man. The whole episode was dope. It's the first episode, so it's kind of hard to say too much because they're gonna hit you with 9 different plot lines and storylines and shit. Yeah. That's how it goes, but I'm hyped for the season. This might be the only thing we talk about because I'm off of Friday Night Tights. I'm off.
What?
It. I'm off it, man.
It's all right, man.
I tried, man. I can't get into it.
Man, this season is. Hey, look, man. I really like this season, bro. Like this last episode, man. It really hit home with me, bro. Like it was just like, but the prior week. Monaco, when they played your boys, Central Valley, man, it was just like, hey, it was just like they played with so much heart, man. It's just like, man, I got emotional out there, man. I was just like, damn, man. Like, they getting their ass whooped, but they ain't, you know, they don't give a fuck, man. They out there playing, man. Shit was hot. But yeah, this week, man, it was, you know, it was playoffs, so no Central Valley this week. It was all about who was playing.
It was the green and gold team.
No, that was last week. It was the green and gold team because they was playing some other team. But yeah, it was Aliquippa was playing. And Benny, hey, look, I'm starting to not like Benny people because, I mean, you really think Benny a superstar. Coach, why Benny ain't getting the ball? Like, I thought you said you was going to run him. He got down to weight. Like, goddamn, he been practicing all week at left tackle, too. So what am I supposed to do?
Absolutely. First of all, that's weird. Like, you get to the playoffs and then you change your team, their positions.
You know, it's like, well, he wasn't making weight. So it was just like, they, you know, he needed linemen. So, you know, like the dude was saying, like, hey, shit, no matter, like, he can play running back, but if I ain't got no linemen, you know what I'm saying? It don't fucking matter. Like,
which is valid, but what he said was that during the playoffs, nobody has a set position.
Oh, yeah.
So
if you've been playing
fucking tight end, you might get to the fucking playoffs and become a lineman.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, what are you
man?
Doing? You messing up? Yeah, you are messing up. So they did win this game, but yeah, you're right. You don't do that. I don't like that coach, man. Did you see his kid?
Which one is his kid?
His kid doesn't play football at all. He's the one he was out going out and, you know, he said his kid is in the computers.
Yeah, I, you know.
Oh, you didn't watch it. It's all right. Another little. He's abandoning this show now. God damn.
Hey, man, look, I told you when this shit started, like the third episode, I was like, I'm off it. And I was trying to struggle it out for you because you came in late and caught up to like week six. And I was like, man, I'm just not into it. This season just don't do nothing for me. I don't know, man. These kids are like, these kids always concussed and don't want to play, and all these coaches living their high school dreams all over again. And I'm over it, man. I'm over the motherfuckers having PTSD hanging around with kids. Like, I'm over all this shit.
Man, look, one, the coach for Aliquippa, the head coach, the little short bald head one, yeah. His kid got issues. He's like, yeah, he gets mad and he starts cussing. And you know, he was sitting there talking to his dad, like, dad, they fucking won't catch the ball and his fat ass won't do that. And I'm just sitting there like, dude, your kid is 10 or 11. Like, why is he talking to you like this? Like, you know what I'm saying? We're not even having this convo like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, man. Oh my goodness.
I can't do it, man. Valley is fucking 8-0, they're number one seed or 7-0. That's what I expected when I watched the first episode. I told you that was my squad. So that's all I want to see is them get the championship, and that's it. I'm done. I'm not coming back to Steel City. Steel Country, I'm not coming back.
Damn, man, we lost another one. Hey, Steel Country, congratulations. You granted a second season.
They need to take this shit to California.
Yeah, man.
Get a California team in there. Speaking of ratchet shit, Black Ink Crew.
Oh, man. Super ratchet.
What the fuck is going on?
Super ratchet.
Like, this shit is over the top ratchet at this point. Like, what? I never thought that I'd ever say that Oh Shit is the most tame one on the show.
Hey, look. Oh Shit is okay this year. Oh Shit. Have anybody pregnant? I've been to jail. I've been arrested. Things are going good with my life.
He's still gonna fuck. He's still gonna try and fuck old girl. Though. Yes. He's still gonna try and fuck the new tattooist. It's gonna happen. What's her name?
Melody.
Melody. Melody. Make sure you get that shit right. Melody. Not Melody. Melody. Like short T. Make sure you get that shit right. She came in. She getting whipped cream off strippers' asses. Got C's recanting his firing. Hired her back.
Because C's knew she was too far. He's like, man, I got to get her.
Yeah, because, you know, he going to need that backup for Duchess. Because Duchess got raped? Is that what she's trying to say Donna did? Donna
raped. Saying she got tongue raped by Donna. But yeah, raped. But if she got raped, why didn't she go to the police?
Right. You ain't go to the police. You just start acting funny because you worried she was going to tell C's. And then you went and told C, which is, first of all, that's proper protocol. When you worried about some shit getting back to your other, you tell them first.
Yeah.
So they don't hear from the other person. And so you can tell the story, quote unquote, the right way.
Or your way.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's why I say quote unquote.
You need to get your side out there. Yeah.
Get that out there so they believe you. But then Donna went and spilled all the tea.
Yeah.
Donna said, oh, really? You going to do me like that? Okay, what about the ring? What about the goddamn burner phone? Yes. Hey, man, Donna went the fuck in. So then we saw the commercial for the next episode. And it looks like all the shit come out. She apparently was cheating. Duchess, you gave C's all that shit about cheating. All that shit about touching that girl's ass. So disrespectful. And then he fucked the one girl when they was on the break.
Yeah.
You gave him He rawed her. But now you out here being bad. You done fucked one of his employees. Or at least got the box ate by the employee. You may have fucked another employee, and you had a side dude. Hey, man, you can't say shit to C's about nothing. You just as fucked up as C's is. What do you think about Sky's surgery? Have you seen the post-surgery pics?
No, I haven't seen anything.
I saw the titties.
Okay.
They're fucking huge.
So they're fucking huge.
They're fucking huge. I ain't seen the ass pics yet. I saw like one little picture. I don't know if that was her or if it was just... It wasn't that impressive. So I don't know if she paid all the extra money to Dr. Miami and didn't get the work. But anyway, man, the episode is ratchet. Your boy Ted is still on fuck nigga status? I'm trying to figure out Ted's whole situation, his get down now. I don't know. You traded in your shoes to get a chick out of jail who's now getting a new ass to fuck some other dudes. I don't know. The show is weird.
That's it.
What else we got on this goddamn TV talk? What are we missing?
That might be about it. I mean, you know, since that's about it, you don't watch Empire, you know.
Yeah, I can't do it. Is it still good to you? Like, do you still watch Empire and you enjoy it?
It's one of the shows that I just watch because to talk about it, work and talk about when people's and shit. Like, you know, I really don't, you know what I'm saying? Nah. It's not great. It's just because it's like, it's like when I'm suspenseful. I don't know. It's just, like I said, it's all right over the top. You know, it's all right on the show for me, man. He took away the whole fantasy of it all, man. He made it so serious, man. Fuck, man.
I fucked it up. My bad. Hey, but the draft is tomorrow.
NBA draft? NFL draft.
NFL draft. So when the people hear this, it'll be the draft was yesterday. But the draft, are you excited about this draft at all?
Well, I mean, I don't know what pick the Jaguars have, but, you know, I hope we got a good pick. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That's your team this year?
Yeah, man. I'm a Jaguar fan, man. I mean, Chip Kelly did a number on me. Eagles now got the number two pick. I think we're shipping Sam Bradford. We're trying to shop him with Denver. I don't know what's going on, man. So, it's all depending on me. I mean, you know, I'm still going to love the Eagles because I got too many years of tears with them, man. So, I'm not going to add it in on my team. But, I might sit this year out, man. I don't know. I'm going to go see, man. It's going to be a rough one. It's going to be a rough one.
Sam Bradford has the biggest balls on the planet. Pause.
Yes.
You hijacked the league for so much money your rookie season that they changed the rookie laws.
Mm.
You promptly put up no 500 seasons. You have no seasons that have 8 wins. Not one. You get to another team in a trade. You have a worse season with them than you had with the Rams. Your best season with the Eagles doesn't even match your best season with the Rams. They re-signed you to a deal because you wouldn't sign at the beginning of the season. They sign you to a 2-year deal and guarantee you another $22 million. And then you demand a trade because they're picking a quarterback. Who can blame them for wanting to pick a quarterback when you're often injured? They need the backup insurance for your monkey ass. But you demanded a trade. Sam Bradford, man. Jesus Christ. If he gets traded to the Broncos, he's going to die. He's going to fucking die out there in that cold getting hit. The Rams have the number one pick. They traded way too much to get it.
That's why I feel like the Eagles did for the number two. Like, we don't have any fucking, like, we don't have first round pick for the next 2 years, I don't think. It's more bullshit.
I think you gave up your first round pick for the next 2 years, your second round pick for next year.
Yeah.
Fourth round this year or something stupid. It was multiple picks.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah. Rams, I think, gave up 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2 thirds.
Shit. These motherfuckers better be that deal. That's all I know.
It's tragic, man. For these two quarterbacks, I guess they better be that shit because I, goddamn, that's a monster, man. You got your Keeping 100.
Man, my Keeping 100 this week, man. I noticed that Forecast 203, somebody called me basically a walking contradiction. And I usually don't take time. Well, I do. I do usually answer commenters because, you know, shout out to MJ Money and IS. You still a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what did he do to y'all?
I don't know MJ Money at 9S. What you mean, y'all? He said to us. You know what I mean? I take it back. He said, y'all really do need Saul Wright this show, man. So you're right. You was free on this one. This was just all, I caught all the shrapnel this time. It was a show that you, when you was out, me and B's recording, he was like, damn, y'all really do need Saul. So me and him started back and forth. So still fuck you, MJ Money 9S. But somebody else said that, King Germ, on one hand, he talks about the thotties and everything, but then the other hand, he talks about how he a creep and he likes women. You know what I'm saying? He don't know if he can take me seriously. I don't understand. Like, what are you talking about? Like, bro, everybody like looking at women's bodies. Do I want a wife of a thottie? Hell no. Do I like looking at thotties? Yes. Call it conflicting. Call it what you want, motherfucker. But I'm taking this time out, my Keeping 100, to address this straight to you. So thank you for, listening to the Frocast and all that good shit. But, I don't get what you're saying. So
let's actually read the comment. This is from Ange, and I'm assuming that's female, right? Angelo.
I mean, Angie. He's typing quite feminine, so we're gonna say it's Angela or Angie.
Yeah, okay? I think it's one of those. I know I'm probably not the target audience, aka a cool nerd man. That's all. Now I don't know, but I have to point out, King Germ is the biggest hypocrite when it comes to women. On one hand, he'll discuss in length his appreciation for Snapchats or nude pictures of women showing off their bodies or sexuality, but at the same time, put women in the category down as thotties and makes disgusting, disrespectful remarks very clear.
Wow. I make disgusting remarks about women.
Makes his disgust and disrespect. So yeah, in that sense, you're making that those remarks.
Oh, wow. Thanks for commenting, Ange. We need more commenters like you. And hey, I take time out of Frocast to answer all y'all commenters. So if you comment and you got some concerns or anything about me and Saul, right? Hey, let us know in the comments. And hey, on the next week, we'll address your ass. It might not be what you want to hear. It might be what you want to hear. But who knows? It's kind of like the questions for the nation again, all over again. God, yeah. But I also want to talk about, I've been noticing a lot of chicks, see, look, I'm about to take it back. I've noticed a lot of chicks on my Snapchat going to, out of the country to get these surgeries done, man. Like you know, one girl, she went to Colombia to get some liposuction done. Like, can't you get that done in the United States? Like, I'm sorry, I just couldn't fly to Colombia to get some liposuction done. It just wouldn't, I just don't know. Yeah, I mean, I just couldn't trust it. Seen another chick in Puerto Rico getting her titties done. And I'm just like, why are y'all flying out to these places? Like, I'm scared about, it's not even about the surgery. It's about like, nigga, my shit might get infected or something. I don't trust it. I don't speak the language. And it's weird, man. So I don't get it.
I don't know how this shit works over there either. I know my boy was in Mexico on his honeymoon, and he had a medical emergency, and they don't do shit without cash up front.
Damn.
So when the motherfucker went to the doctor, hey, we can check this out, we can run these tests, but we need $500 out right now, cash. So the motherfucker had to go to the ATM. Okay, we got the test results back, and we can do this, but we need another $300 cash.
See, man, hey, bro, see, and then over there, and they taking your cash, so that's like, man, it's like multiplied, man, hell nah, man, I'd be like, man, fuck that, I'm dying in this motherfucker, y'all niggas ain't getting shit from me.
He needed cash for the ambulance, bro.
And fuck.
Like, the ambulance service took him to the ATM before going to the hospital.
What?
Yeah, they need cash up front, bro. So I don't know if these chicks balling with cash and ain't got the insurance, so they go over there because it's cheaper. I don't know who you following on Snapchat. Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, those surgeries don't not covering insurance anyway. So you don't have to pay cash for all that shit anyway.
So then maybe it's just cheaper that way, so they go and do it.
Fuck that shit.
Because who was that? You said Dr. Miami surgery was like $13,000 or something stupid to get the ass?
Whoa, damn.
So if it's $13,000, you probably get it for $13 in Colombia. Go to Colombia.
Fuck that shit.
$13,000. Is there any surgery that you would do right now? $13,000 would make you better. Would you do it?
Hell fucking yeah. What surgery I want, it's not out yet.
What surgery is that, sir?
I'm not going to say sorry.
I'm just saying. $13,000 out of pocket is hella expensive.
Yeah.
But I mean, people do that for braces and shit. They're paying $5,000 or $6,000 for braces.
Hell yeah, I'm paying for braces right now.
You ain't got no goddamn braces.
My kid got fucking braces.
Hey,
they're paying for right now.
Yeah, that shit is something else. Do they enjoy having kids? I mean, kids. Do they enjoy having braces?
Man, shit, he better enjoy his fucking mouth look like he been chewing fucking dynamite sticks. Like, I mean, what do you mean?
God damn. Hey, man, props to you for getting that done. There's a lot of people out here that won't do that for their kids, and they walk around in their mouth throwing up the Wu-Tang symbol.
Yes. It look like niggas fighting for rebounds down there in the bottom, you know, in their grill. Man.
It's a lot of people with messed up grills. Have you noticed that shit? Like they always on Snapchat or some shit, and their bottom teeth is twisted backwards. And
yeah, like my bottom grill, if I get some braces, I get my bottom grill done. But I mean, I'm like, fuck it, I'm about to be old, man. Fuck that shit. My shit's about to start falling out. So I don't even give a fuck.
At what, 23? They start falling out at 23?
No, I don't know when they start falling. I mean, I still got on mine, thank the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Thank the old guys and the new. You know what I'm saying?
So that's your keep 100, is just responding to comments. You're taking the Birdman. You're taking the Birdman route on these.
Yeah, man, respect my fucking name. Like, when you talk about King Jerome and that Afro, you put some respect behind that shit. Yeah, niggas think y'all can just come at me all type of ways. Like, I'm not too far removed from getting down there. I ain't like B-Eazy. B-Eazy gonna sit there and throw a meme or a gif or whatever you want to call it. He gonna do that. Me, I get in there and go back and forth with Jay. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Or I just slander you on the Frocast where, you know, millions and millions of people are listening, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you gotta throw a motherfucker in there for the ignorant niggas of Higgy. So yeah, man, I think that's the show. Like, that's all I got on here.
Yeah, man.
That's it. So who's your winners and losers this week?
Man, my winner this week is fucking Birdman. Because, you know what I'm saying, being fucking Birdman and setting the net on fire for a couple of days. And now Birdman is selling, you know what I'm saying, Respect My Name t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? And all three of y'all. And there's another one he got. Y'all finished, y'all done. You know what I'm saying? He got one of them shirts or something like that. So yeah, shout out Birdman. He my winner. And also my other winner is Drake for dropping Views. When y'all hear this, Views will be on already. Y'all be listening to that shit. I know it's going to be a banger. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking Drizzy. You know how he do. You know what I'm saying? The best Photoshop album of all time. You know what I'm saying? How did you feel about the album cover? Sorry, being the graphic artist that you are.
I haven't seen the album cover yet.
So you didn't see Drake Views album cover?
I really didn't. You know, pre-album hype, I don't do that shit.
I forgot Sorry is that he is that guy. He doesn't do that.
So I'm going to look it up right now. Live on the air.
Yeah, just look up. Yes.
We're going to look it up right now.
Another song right reaction. Here we go.
Wait, is this the actual album cover? With the goddamn six and the man standing in the middle?
It's supposed to be. Nah, that's not it. It's like a building. And you know.
And number six?
Hold on. Let me look see if that.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong. Like, there's a million of these motherfucking covers. Here we go. Let's see. Here's the actual listing. So let me look at this one. Views from the six, track list and cover art. So it's the Toronto needle.
Yes.
With him sitting on top of the needle.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not impressed. I want to look at all his albums. Let me look at Drake cover art albums. Because I don't think that there's a theme to any of them. So it shouldn't matter.
No, it's not a running theme.
Yeah, there's not a running theme at all to any of that shit. I'm not impressed.
He's just a six guy. He's sitting on top of the needle, man.
That's what he's supposed to be doing, I guess. That works. I mean, I guess if it's going to be Toronto-centric, like, I would have rather see him in the stadium or some shit. Or with a Blue Jays jersey on or some shit like that. But it is what it is. I don't buy Drake albums to look at the cover anyway. So we'll see. Now, you said this album's going to be a banger. I didn't like his last album.
You didn't like which one? It's Too Late to Read This?
Yeah, I didn't like that one, and I didn't like the one before that, to be actual honest.
This shit has some hits on it, man.
He has some hits, but the album wasn't that shit. Like, Take Care, Thank Me Later.
Like, Nothing Was the Same?
Dude, like, no, I didn't like Nothing Was the Same at all. Like, I've only listened to that album once, and I never went back to that shit. Wow. I like that one at all. So, like, all of his albums have gotten progressively worse for me since the first one.
Sorry, what bizarre world do you live in?
Hey, like I said, that's just me. I haven't liked a Drake album fully for real since like Comeback Season. That's still my favorite Drake album.
Jesus Christ.
Everything after that, Take Care, Thank Me Later was cool. Everything else after that was like, eh.
Shit.
And if Too Late was definitely not, I wasn't a fan of that shit. So we'll see what it is. I'm still going to check it out because it's Drake. You know, I'm going to check it out. I also listened to some more new music lately. Been listening to Layers and Music Soul Child got a new album out. And, Divisions album. It's a lot of music. You might even get a review from your boy.
Whoa.
You might even get a review from your boy at some point. You know what I'm saying? I might have to go ahead and put a review up for some of this shit. It's a lot of new music that I didn't know I missed.
Man.
DJ Quick got a little EP out. Elzai's album dropped. Anthony Halverson dropped the album. Grand Puba dropped the album. How about that shit? Joel Ortiz dropped another album. Terrence Martin dropped the album. It's a lot of music that I missed out on. So you might get a review of one or two of these.
Damn, it's all right. So you're getting that itch again. That's what's up.
I might do one. You know what I'm saying? Be easy out of me so bad on the Watching Movies and Shit podcast.
Mm.
I got to step my game up. They called me a fuck nigga himself. Say I don't do nothing for the site. I ain't shit. I don't like all the new niggas. And I'm saying nigga profusely this episode because that's just how I feel right now. He just went in on me, man. So I think I might have got fired.
Impossible.
I got to do my reviews and shit. So who's your loser this week?
I'm a loser this week, man. Was the Golden State Warriors because they lost Steph Curry for a couple weeks. But then the Clippers lost Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. They're supposed to turn into a win again. Like, God damn it. So Golden State, you're going to have another. You can coach your way to the Western Conference Finals. Hopefully, you'll face the Spurs. But the Spurs are going to have problems with the Thunder, man. I think that's going to be a battle. So Golden State going to be back healthy by the time they get to see the Spurs, because they going to go 7 games. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's going 7.
Yo, this shit was so perfect, because when Curry went down, all the pundits were saying, well, without Curry, they have no shot. Without Curry, there's no way they could win. The next night, the Clippers lose their 2 stars. I'm like, oh my God, here we go with this shit. At this point, do the Clippers break it up? Do you try and get these same cats to go to the finals again next season?
I mean, at some point, you got to throw the towel in and say, hey, it's just not going to work with these guys. Like, well, it's just something about it. Like, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit's over. So yeah, I understand that. I have no winners this week. No winners. I have all losers this week. All of you motherfuckers that work at TSA are losers. Do you know that the TSA held up the security line because somebody had potato chips in their bag?
Damn.
So like the person went through and they had chips, she had to come back through the security, take the bag out, put the chips in one of them little fucking trays, and then go back through the goddamn walkthrough. So TSA, y'all losers. My other losers, you're included in this loser, sir. Everybody who enjoys In-N-Out burgers, y'all are fucking losers.
Don't you slander In-N-Out, sir, all right?
Fucking any burger joint that doesn't offer bacon is full of shit.
They don't offer bacon in In-N-Out?
They don't offer bacon in In-N-Out.
Did you get your animal style burger, though?
Bruh, I asked for a burger with bacon, and they said we don't put bacon on our burgers.
Okay, I have no problem with that.
What the fuck you mean you have no problem with that? You cool with that?
If you just don't put bacon on it, man, you know, just don't put bacon on it. But, I mean,
that's sacrilege. Bacon belongs on a burger. If you don't even have that as an option, you're bullshit.
I mean, I only like cheese on my burger, man.
Okay. That's several problems. But no bacon? So you don't have bacon burgers?
I mean, yeah, I don't have to have them. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I eat more burgers without bacon than I do with bacon.
I can't trust your burger opinion anymore. Your
burger. I'm just saying, I love burgers, but I mean, bacon, it makes it, but I'm not, I'm, like, niggas charge too much for bacon. Like, you know, Whataburger, they be like, yo, 40 cents a slice. I'm like, a slice? Fuck that shit. I don't want none. Like, bitch, what's one slice of bacon gonna do for me? Like, 2 slices, ain't no, I'm not paying $3 for bacon. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, okay, so no, I don't want your bacon.
Nah, I can't listen to any more bacon burger opinions if you ain't putting bacon on that shit. And then the fries, they gave me some of the old fries and some of the new fries. So some of the new fries was undercooked and the old fries was overcooked in the same bag. Mm. And then they gave me the soda and the carbonation was all fucked up.
That's why I don't drink Sprite, man, because that shit happened.
This is terrible, man. So all of you who say In-N-Out was a shit, y'all full of shit. Y'all all losers. I've tried them 3 times now. It's failed 3 times. I'm never going back. Ever. That's it. That's my winners and losers, man. You want to give my shout-outs so we get up out of here?
Man, shout-out to the nation, man. Shout-out to everybody listening to the fucking show, man. Shout-out to the staff. Personal shout-out. Shout-out to the ruler myself. Shout-out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout-out to RT3. Shout-out to Short T holding it down.
Short T.
Yeah, shout out to Saul Wright, man. He's back, man. Glad to have you back, man. You know, hosting the show is a fucking hassle. I'd rather just sit here, you know what I'm saying, play off you, no homo. Man. Man, I'm out, man. I'm done.
Hey, man, y'all do a good job with the show, man. I appreciate listening to you and Easy get in there and chop it up. The Prince reaction, I didn't say anything live because I was out of town. Hey, man, as much as we give shit in our texts about Prince, I still enjoy Prince music. You know what I'm saying? That was a hard one. That's fucked up. And like I said before, we said it on the show before, that was bad. Stevie Wonder's going to be horrible. And when Jay-Z goes, even though Beyonce might have took some of the wind out of that sail, but when Jay-Z goes, it's going to be a rough one too, man. So, you know, rest in peace, Purple One. Get your prints on. Everybody go buy them albums. Stop acting like you've listened to all 39 albums. I know some of y'all going to lie and say you've heard it. You haven't. It's okay. And we out, man. It's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with the homie King Germ. We're going to holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace. NappyAfro.com.